Now, this song I'm gonna do this time, Phil.
And J.C. was now the blues. But what was that, being the blues? And you looked at Lightning. You looked at the King of the Blues. And what was that, the King of the Blues? And what was the Prime Minister of the Blues? And what was this thing of the blues? You had seen it emerge in Big Sonny Terry, and in a second change him fundamentally, and make him a thing of strength deep inside him. And you had sensed then that it came from a confrontation somewhere in the consciousnesses of man. But you had not known a confrontation of what? You knew it was a confrontation of the deepest, darkest things in man. And now, in a split second, you knew the deepest, darkest forces that the man of the blues has confronted are not depravity, and not degeneracy, and not indignity, and not brutality, and not barbarism. The deepest, darkest force of all in man, the boss, death itself. And so a man looked at death, and this man returned from that terrible journey, or those terrible journeys, and in the blues gave death his final despairing defiance. The Andalusians in flamenco spoke magnificently of the same journey, the final truth that belonged to the boss at the head of the table. That was the defiance. That was what made Lightning Hopkins his majesty, the King of the Blues. He was the man of death, and therefore he was totally, supremely, the man of life. A man who could withdraw into himself, so that between him and the blues there was more than communication and more than co-being or communion, that there was the edge of oneness. And the blues was a strength to look at death knowing you are of death, and then to turn back to life and say, yeah, here I am, alive. Because it was through this gate that life became completely meaningful. This was the final pass of the Cape. This was the power of those men who looked at death and said to you, it's all right. It's all right to live. I've been there, and I'm here, and it's all right. And the king turns to the white ambassador and says, that's right. That's how it is. He's talking truth. And J.C. makes the evening superb and jokes and laughs and plays with rhythms and clowns, and all of it is the blues, the final affirmation of life in the face of death.
Now the next song I'm going to do for you, Phil, which would be a song it called Wartime. Now when war broke out, I was on a farm down in Georgia trying a mule. So, and all the boys had to go. Tireless, wartime. Way back in 1941, when the number two war had just begun. Then 1942, calling me and calling you. Cause it was wartime, you know, they fighting all around. Wartime, you know, they fighting all around. Then 1943, I said, Lord, have mercy on poor Jesse. Then 1944, time had been, it wouldn't be no more. Cause it was wartime, you know, the fighting all around. This way they was fighting, you know. Thank you. You can hear them big guns going off like it's heavy. '45. Some come home dead, some mother alive. But if daddy had let my mama alone, we got to mighty, I'd have never been born. Cause it was wartime, you know, they fighting all around. Wartime, you know, they fighting all around. All time, you know, the fighting all around. Now the next song I do for you, Phil, which would be a song that once upon a time I had a nice girlfriend in New York City, and she mistreated me. Then I was gone a year playing my harmonica, and I come back and I see her, and she wanted to talk to me again, and I said, you just go leave me alone. Title this song, Go and Leave Me Alone. Tell you about a girl of mine, one that I thought that she was so fine. That but one thing JC could not see, why'd I let her make a fool of me? I told her, go and leave me alone now. 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 Gone away, baby, and leave me alone. Soon find out you didn't mean me no good. You didn't do the thing that you said that you would. Loving you, baby, was my exile. But I let you set my poor heart on fire now. Go and leave me alone 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 now. Gone away, baby, and leave me alone. She won't even go, you know, she's still standing up there with her head down. I feel sorry for her, but I couldn't take that chance no more. I fell for you, baby, it was just too soon. You broke my heart and left an awful wound. Loving you, baby, was time and again. Now you ain't my only friend. Now go and leave me alone now. 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 Gone away, baby, and leave me alone. Gone away, and leave me alone. Now, Phil, next song I'm gonna do for you is once when I met a nice little girl, I told her, I says, baby, we can live if you just only listen to what I say, and we'll live. Title this song, we gonna live. Darling, I only want you near. So sweet a little voice to hear. Then, baby, I only want to know you there. That my eyes won't seem to all the way stare. So we can live. So we can live. So we can live our lives just like we wanted to. I hope our love will be the same. Poor JC's love haven't been in vain. Take what little I have to give, and then I know we'll be happy long as we live. So we can live. So we can live. So we can live our life just like we wanted to. I don't want you to feel forsaken. Now if you do, baby, we'll be mistaken. I just only want to share with you your fear, joys, and your troubles too. And we gonna live. And we gonna live. And we gonna live our life just like we wanted to. Now, Phil, the next song I'll do for you was when I was a little boy at home. I didn't have a harmonica, and I used to see my grandfather do something called ham bone, you know. And then I used to go down and wash the cattle in water, and I'd sit on the stump, and I'd learn how to beat my hands together. So I finally put a piece together called Hand Jive. The title of this song is Hand Jive. That's the sound of the hand job. Do that job for a long, long while. That's the job you ought to know. That job did from coast to coast. Hand job, hand job, hand job. Do that crazy hand job. That's the sound of the hand job. Do that job for a long, long while. That's the job in your town. That kind of job you don't put down. Hand job, hand job, hand job. Do that crazy hand job. Now you got to do it all kinds of ways, you know. First you start at the bottom of your feet. Then you look over and you start it with one of your hands. Then you look at a little young fellow over there. He's doing it with one hand, you know. He's a jitterbug. Then you get to thinking about how them old folks did it at home and they do it like this. That's the sound of the hand job. Do that job for a long, long while. They call me the hand job man. Do this job, you gotta educate your hand. Hand job. Do that credit
And the patriarch runs over and shakes his hand, and JC's face becomes open and boyish and smiling. The hard, flat plains still in the background, but somehow more relaxed. And he looks over and says, "Did you like it?" And you say, "You did a great thing, JC, a really big thing. Because, and this you will not tell him, you gave me an understanding of the blues." And the king is pointedly half asleep, the eyes in repose, and you turn to him and gather your courage and say rather pompously, "Thank you, Lightning. That was a very good thing." And for a tiny second, the face is puzzled and the eyes retreat into their deadness. And then, although the face hasn't moved, the eyes are looking very carefully at you sideways, and then they're slightly amused. And perhaps, just perhaps, the king understands. And then the king smiles, and a wonderful thing has happened. The king has smiled, and in smiling did not become a clown. And he picks up the guitar and begins to tune with an authority that instantly makes the guitar a woman. And then, with surprising gentleness, the large, noncommittal poor man's hands begin, and the guitar quietly carries on its strings the soul of Lightning Hopkins.
That's it. All right. I better pull back just a space, baby. You got a hell of a bit.
Yeah. Kind of hear you. Yeah, you understand what I'm talking? Just listen. Long as you hear me, it's all right.
And then the king says, of all things, he says, "Please forgive me. Please forgive me for what I've done." And then you know you could never pay this price, that the price is too awful and the loneliness too great and the silent scream too piercing. "Please forgive me for what I've done." And he tells humanity what it is, and becomes terribly dignified and strong and beautiful when he offers his own abjectness as proof of his royalty. And the deep, strong voice that's just too tired of it all, that just can't make it today, that terribly hip voice says, of all things, "I gotta cry now." And the woman in his hands takes over and is anointed by the king to cry for him.
Yeah. Kind of hear you. Yeah, you understand what I'm talking? Just listen. Long as you hear me, it's all right. Yeah, you know, I've been tied down in prison. Man, poor Lightning couldn't go nowhere. Yeah, you know, I've been tied down in prison. Poor Lightning, he couldn't go nowhere. Every Saturday night I begin to want about my baby. Wondering, oh Lord, why she can't be here. maybe one day God will forgive me. Some of these old mean things that I have done. Maybe one day the good Lord will forgive me. Some of these old mean things I have done. Yes, but I'm glad that I can tell the peoples, poor Lightning ain't the only one. Well, I ask the good Lord to bless me. Little things I did, I didn't mean no harm. Please bless me, Jesus. Them little things I didn't mean no harm. But you know I'm so glad I can tell the world, poor Lightning, he ain't the only one. Gotta cry for you, right here. Just one of them things. I'm going to Louisiana. I'm going to get me a mojo hand. I'm going to Louisiana. I'm going to get me a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman's soul. Can't have no other man. Cold brown on my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. Cold brown on my bed last night. The rocks was my pillow too. Yeah, you know I woke this morning wondering when it was. am I gonna do? I'm thinking about me a mojo hand. I lay down thinking, thinking about me a mojo hand. I just wanna fix my woman's soul. Can't have no other man. You know, if I do that, that'd be a good hand one. I'm going in the morning. If I don't be gone long, I'm going in the morning. If I don't be gone very long, you know I'm gonna get my mojo hand. I'm gonna bring it back home. She said, "Don't quit now." I said, "Why?" Don't let your woman, boy, fix you like mine fix me. Don't let your woman, boy, please, fix you like mine fix me. You don't know how that was, but I'm gonna tell you. You know she will make you a fool about her, about her the fool can be. One more time, Miss Ann.
And then the king sat back, and the tape was rewound and played for him. And he said, "Please, Jesus, please." And his left hand came above his head in the traditional gesture of supplication and waved slowly back and forth, as you had seen it so often in the revivalist churches. "Please, Jesus." The king was begging for himself and in a strange, timeless sorrow for all men. And then the tape was through, and the king and his party rose, and he was escorted to the door in ceremony by the foreign ambassador, who had taken firm charge of the proceedings of the rest of the evening.